If old MacDonald was real and actually had a farm, she'd talk about it. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You know, and that's kind of what we're doing on this finally Friday Focus on Energy in studio today to talk about some of the farm projects that they've been working with. You know, spring is the time when a lot of folks start beginning new construction projects, maybe remodels. And I always like to stress, get the Focus on Energy folks around that table early on, preferably when your project is still in the blueprint phase, so that they can help you maximize the energy-saving projects that they can find rebates for and that you can save money on long-term. Today, we are talking about SNR Egg Farms. That's out in Palmyra. They purchased a cold spring operation, a new farm for that egg-laying operation in 1994. And now they're looking to work with Focus on Energy on upgrades they've already incorporated and more on the way. Let me remind you again about the toll-free number for Focus on Energy if you're ready to start a project. It's 888-947-7828. And in studio with me today is the Focus on Energy advisor that works specifically with SNR Poultry Farm out in Palmyra, Saurabh Bedewalker. Saurabh, talk to me a little bit about when you come in contact with farms. First of all, that's a priority for you. You really like to meet farmers in their own surroundings to get a better idea on how you can help, right?
Yeah, we can actually look and like give them more ideas about what other people are doing, because we see so many different farms. We meet so many different farmers and contractors and energy people. We have all those. We attend all those conferences, try to learn more and keep up, like update ourselves with all those technologies and stuff like that. So we can give you ideas. And if you have anything going on, you can just give us a call and we can actually come down, do a walkthrough and help you understand how the system works. Or if you have any questions, just give us a call. We are like an unbiased resource, so we can help you with anything. We actually don't like, we don't have any like agenda of selling you anything. So we just basically give you more incentives for your projects.
Saurabh was showing me kind of a telephone tree that helps you guys step through even phone calls. You may get some good solid information out to the contractors or the farmers or the agribusinesses on the money that they might be able to save if they go that extra step.
Yeah, we have like a list of questions we need to ask like initially so that we can actually get to know what kind of farm it is and what kind of what's the size of the farm and what are the potential technologies they have and what we can like refer or what we can give them information about. We have those questions. We have all the data. We have all the tools needed for energy saving calculations. Everything is built into our Focus on Energy program, and it helps us give better service to the farmers.
Now, like I said, all the Focus on Energy advisors like Saurabh are happy to go out to the farmer agribusiness, lay eyes on or start working on the plans at the table before anything even materializes as far as groundbreaking, and get you the best on those rebates. And the other thing, you said SNR was very attracted to working with you and Focus on Energy because you help do the paperwork. You don't put it all back on them.
Yeah, I mean, I helped them gave them all the documentation, what was required, told them, like, we have, like, a 60-day period within which they have to. It was a prescriptive application, so within 60 days, they had to apply for those incentives. So we did that, and, like, it was a complicated system where, like, the invoicing is slightly different compared to other farms. Mm-hmm. So we actually broke down and tried to understand how we can use those invoices so that it's a smoother process in the future. And we actually, like, installing those VFDs just saved them a ton of energy. For example, the project cost was about $231,000+ just for the VFDs, and they actually saved $218,000 on that. So it's a pretty, like, if you can look at
that's
it.
That's a quick payback.
Yeah, and the payback is maybe a year, and the incentive we paid on it was about $22,300.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Like, it's a nice investment, and in the long run, it'll save you a ton of energy and makes your systems work better and gives you more control over your technologies.
Saurabh and I were talking about mechanization in agriculture today. We have got so much of it. You said that now you're even trying to look at things like robotic milking setups in dairies. Is there what energy is being saved and what energy can be saved? So that's a project they're working on. Were you surprised at the amount of mechanization at SNR Egg Farms out in Palmyra?
They do have like a lot of technologies. They also, for example, they try to make their systems more efficient by actually, like, well, what they're doing right now is they are using the heat energy from the birds, mm-hmm. trying to tap that heat and drying their manure systems mm-hmm. without using extra fans and extra heat, like burning more fuel, basically. So they're actually being more efficient that way internally. So what we can do is, like, we were actually trying to, in the future, if they do something like that, we can actually give them custom incentives. So mm-hmm. apart from prescriptors, which are given in our catalog, we actually have custom incentives where we have like incentive rates of about 3 cents per kilowatt hour and 80 cents per therm, and even for the $100 per kilowatt peak demand reduction. So we mm-hmm. actually give those incentives as custom if we can calculate those energy savings. But the thing is that we have to get in touch with us before and get it pre-approved. So as long as you can get in touch with us before you start any project, even prescriptive or custom, that would be the best way to go, I would say. And mm-hmm. that would help the help you get more money and more understanding of how you're going to use that money or why you're getting that money.
Well, and every project this year, whether large or small, the pennies are really going to count. And it's about the relationships, too. Sara, what is the toll-free number that people can call if they want to specifically focus in on the agriculture team at Focus on Energy?
Yeah, the phone number is 888-947-7828. I'll just repeat that. It's 888-947-7828.
Mm-hmm. And of course, then there's always the website to Focus on Energy and look specifically at the agriculture tab.
Yeah, you can just type in focusonenergy.com. Just it's pretty easy to navigate through the website. And we have like a energy advisor map based on the website where which you can go to. And it's pretty simple to navigate through that. And there are like 12 energy advisors just for the agribusiness mm-hmm. throughout the state. And like my area is down southeast of Wisconsin. So if you get in touch with one energy advisor, they'll navigate you through the other energy advisors.
Now, you said, Sarb, that because you made the effort to physically get to know the folks, the managers out at SNR Egg Farm in Palmyra, they've shared with you some of the future projects that they're looking at, buildings that have not even been met. Systems that have not even been put together. So you have become part of their advisory team all the way around on that farm.
Yeah, we actually, they're adding a processing plant in the future. So we are looking at how to tap in those energy savings, which they're trying to install more energy efficient systems. So how do we get those energy savings as in the form of an incentive to them because they're trying to be more energy efficient. So we are actually using custom incentives there. That's why before they start the project, we actually try to pre-approve those projects. So that's how the whole process works.
It really strikes me, knowing the Focus on Energy staff that I do around the state, it seems to me like you guys really get excited about trying to save as much or get as many energy savings plans into your clients' hands as possible. Like it's almost an adrenaline thing. You guys get psyched up about trying to save money on whatever techniques you can find.
We do. We actually love to do our job. So like for me, saving energy and like basically overall saving money for people. And my goal is like helping save the planet. That's why I'm actually uh-huh. doing it in my like personally. But like most of the energy advisors also have that like an agenda to maybe help somebody, and that's why we do it. Like, and we don't have any, like, we are basically trying to help as many farmers save energy as possible.
Yeah.
And I hope you can take that help and get the energy savings and get your money from us. And you're already paying into the program. The program is actually being funded by you, so it's a circle,
right.
Like a refund,
right.
Basically.
Right. So definitely don't look past it. Focus on Energy right here in the state of Wisconsin. Sarab Badavakar is in studio with us. He's one of the energy advisors that worked with SNR Egg Farm in Palmyra for tremendous energy savings. Got a very short-term payback on some of the technologies they were using, specifically on the belts and the motors that move those eggs through the food processing system. Give us that toll-free number and website again, Sarab, so if we're interested, we can find that map, get in touch with our egg advisors before we start a project, before we start any kind of remodel or anything like that.
Yeah, the phone number is 888-947-7828. I'll repeat that. It's 888-947-7828. And the website is www.focusonenergy.com.
Can Again, like we said, look for agriculture. They've got 12 fantastic energy advisors, just like Saurabh, all across the state that are standing by, ready to help you. Thanks for letting me murder your name once or twice or several times in this conversation.
It's all right. Thanks, Pam. Thanks for having me here.
Saurabh Bedwakar, he is the energy advisor that's working around Southeast Wisconsin. Be sure to tap into that network of great folks that really do take great pride in the job that they do, trying to save energy for Wisconsin farmers and agribusinesses. That is your Focus on Energy Friday, brought to you courtesy of Focus on Energy. Remember, for more, focusonenergy.com. Look under the Agriculture tab or check it out on our social media feed. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.